care if it's a dream. I want to hear from you at 833-563-2539. What would your dream job be? Hey, it's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Think about that, you guys, because I want to tell you about this job I think would be probably the dream for at least a few of us on the show. The free sports betting site PickWise is holding a contest to find an NFL food tester. You got me right there. Whoever wins the contest, they're going to travel to each NFL stadium. First of all, how cool is that? You get to see every NFL stadium.
That is actually super dope.
So in a sense, you're also traveling the country. That's dope. You're going to try and taste the finest nachos, tacos, burgers, hot dogs, and sandwiches the league has to offer. PickWise will also pay for your travel and tickets, as well as throwing in an extra $500. When the contest is over, PickWise will ask the food tester which stadium offered the best food. Anyone interested can enter. You have until September 9th, so about a week and a half to get in with that.
Not gonna lie, I had that idea 10 years ago in a college classroom.
Oh, of course
they wanted
you did.
Us to write a TV show, and that was my idea. It was called Tailgate Wars, and then someone went around to
Tailgate
all the stadiums
Wars!
Testing
sure
the food
like, have had
and the fans. No, well, this was 10 years ago. Anyways,
isn't that what college game day is, essentially?
Yeah, well, it's a great idea, Liv.
Okay, of course, he had that idea.
So my thing would be, I would want to be an at-home referee. That would be my dream job. Like, if I could get paid to do anything, like an at-home referee. Like, you know how, like, let's say you're home playing beer pong, right? And someone's like, oh, elbows over the table. But there was, like, no one watching. I would be the at-home referee.
No. Because here's the thing. I wish my buddy Chad was listening right now and could call in at 833-563-2539. We fight with Porkchop all the time about sticking to the rules.
What are you talking about?
When we play disc golf, Liv, like, you have a shot that landed there, and he'll, like, pick up his disc and go to the next one, but he takes, like, a step forward.
Yeah, that's because it's under a tree. Like, I can't stand in the tree.
So he's going to be the referee when he doesn't follow his own rules.
Yeah, here, that's the thing, too, is, like, Porkchop loves to be right. So
no
he
matter
would just
what.
Be so annoying and smug if that was really his job. My dream job is very basic. It is to be a model. But
what kind of model?
I will tell you what, just a fashion model, supermodel.
Okay, I didn't, okay.
You know, like, Elsa Hosk, Gigi Hadid, Kendall Jenner, along those lines. Listen, why? You get to travel the world, not only for jobs, but because you're racking up so much money. You get to pick when and when you don't want to work, what campaigns you want to photograph for, shows that you want to audition for. And also, you have so many followers and you are so beautiful that people will be willing to pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars just to post on Instagram. And also, you can go to like any sporting game you want to because you're so rich.
Let's talk to Jessica this morning. Hey, Jessica, you're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What would your dream job be, no matter how silly it might sound?
A virologist.
What is a virologist?
I get that reaction a lot.
What is that?
A virologist researches viruses.
Ugh.
Now,
why do you want to do that?
I think they are one of the most complex things. They're not really organisms because they're not living. They're literally one strand of DNA or RNA in a capsule of protein. That's all they are. And so they're extremely fascinating, and they can cause as much destruction as they do. So I want to be the person that, you know, develops vegan vaccines so there's no excuses for anti-vaxxers anymore.
Honestly,
there you go.
I'm applauding you. I am so happy there's people out there in the world like you, because my answer was stupid. I just want to be pretty and travel.
Well, and this is where I feel bad, is I'll wrap this up. I'll tell you guys mine. Thank you, Jessica, for calling in. Look, my thing is kind of what this is. Like, I want to be like Chick-fil-A just announced they got like mac and cheese. They just debuted that. Well, the big thing around the world was, around the country, was the Popeye's chicken sandwich, which sold out. Like, I want to be the guy that gets to be in those test tasting things. So certain markets in the country, they get the food before everybody else. Like, I want to be the person that goes yay or nay, this will be a popular food item.
I'm sure there's a focus group that you can join.
For example, if I was in said focus group, Taco Bell would not have made the fatal mistake this past week of keeping the nacho cheese Doritos taco, but getting rid of the Cool Ranch taco. I am still upset about that.
All right, you just need to let it go. You're holding on to this. You're holding on to it. It's time to let it go.
Because somebody needs to care. Somebody needs to hold on to this.